scammers make tidy profits from bogus antivirus programs. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A new report from web security company Finjan describes how cyber criminals are redirecting visitors of legitimate websites to pages that sell fake antivirus software. Finjan says the scammers are inserting popular search keywords and hidden bits of code on websites. This causes internet searches for those sites to return results that trick people into visiting pages selling antivirus software that, according to Finjan's Yuval Ben-Itzhak, only pretend to find and destroy viruses on users' machines.
They have the same look and feel like a legitimate software that actually scan your machine and identify viruses and try to clean your machine. However, Rogue Antivirus does nothing. They just include the visual, just the graphics, just the progress bar, but underline they're doing nothing. The reason they're doing this is just to encourage you to pay $50 or $70 to buy their software so they will clean your machine. So actually, they will show you a report before and after and show you, hey, we cleaned the virus. Well, actually, your machine has no virus at all. But by misleading you and providing you false information, they are trying to lead you to pay the $50 to buy the software.
And how profitable are these operations that perpetrate this scam?
On our research, we managed to get some information about how many people are actually being redirected and how many people actually paid for the software. So what we found out that within 16 days, about 2 weeks, 1.8 million users were actually redirected to these pages. And about 7 to 12% of them actually downloaded this Rogue Antivirus because they had a false feeling that this is a real software and there are viruses on their machine. About 2% of them actually paid $50 for their software. So when we calculate all these numbers together, we end up that they made almost $200,000 within 16 days.
And this is an old scam. I've seen these fake antivirus products around the web for a long time.
Yeah, that's correct. Rogue Antivirus isn't new. It's been around for 3 to 4 years. However, using search engine optimization and adding these keywords that I mentioned before, this is something that's relatively new.
Do we have any idea who is perpetrating the attacks?
We don't know about who are the people. What we found out is that the software, or better say, the server that is running this process was hosted in Ukraine, in Eastern Europe. However, we don't know where are or who is running this server that technically can be everywhere around the world.
Yuval Ben-Itzhak is Chief Technology Officer of web security company Finjan. To comment on this or other Future Tense stories, visit futuretense.publicradio.org or find me on Twitter at twitter.com/John Gordon. That's J-O-N, no H, G-O-R-D-O-N. Or you can leave a voice message at 612-284-1965. 612-284-1965. We may use your comments on the air. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.